Rabbi Shimon, we're all holding today on Daf Yud Gimel, the Sefer Megillah, one line above the wider line. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Kavi Pasach, B'divrei Yomim, Omar Hochi. When Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi would begin learning, very interesting, we're still talking about Ptichot, introduction, the Sefer of introduction, would introduce the Limud, B'divrei Yomim, he would say like, Kol Devarecha Echad Hem. We know that in this book, it pretends to be talking about a lot of different people, and very often talking about the same guy. But Anu Yodim L'Dor Sham. We can figure it out, despite your attempts at hiding it. Truth is, of course, we no longer have that right that had all of the secrets of the Yomim, it says from the day we lost that they hid it, they had the secrets of Gula and so on. But from that day, it says the Chachomim no longer could see clearly. So we bring a posik to begin our drasha over here. The Ishto HaYehudiya. Now this is in the middle, it comes right smack bang in the middle of the description of the history of the family of Kolet. Kolet ben Yefune. The Ishto HaYehudiya. You're the Jewish wife. Yalda et Yered Avigador, ve et Chaver Avisoho, ve et Yekutiel Aviza Noah, ve ele bnei Bitya bat Paro Ashelakach Merida. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. So Kolev's wife gave birth to, now clearly not gave birth to from him, because then why would it be miyachis it to the wife, right? So it says that all of these people, and we know who all these people are, we only know of one person that Bitya bat Paro had, and it wasn't her kid, and it wasn't Yolda, and we know a moment ago was talking about Kolev, and suddenly became married. What's going on over here? So my Kore lo Yehudiya. Ah, that's the point. Yesterday we learned that we brought a riot from the posik of Guvrin Yehudain, that anybody who's kofir above that kochavim is called a Yehudi. As the Marsha points out, the whole point of Yehuda is the stress on the Oishias Hashem, the Yudke Vovke, the one source of being. So it's a kvira for Avedis Kechavim. It's interesting, by the way, there's a machlokas, whether that's only going, machlokas and meforshim, is that only going according to Mandi Omer, who holds that Hanani Mishov Azari were not from Yehuda? There's two shitas, whether only the deal was from Yehuda, Hanani Mishov Azari were not, or whether he was. Some learn the Gemara's thing for granted, that the whole riot is that since it says Guvrin Yehudain and they weren't from Yehuda, it must be because. But the truth is, absolutely no need to say that, because the whole riot was from the end of the Pasuk. What's he have to be masked as Yehudain? The end of the Pasuk says, Elohochlo Palchin, they refuse to worship your gods and they refuse to bow down to your tselem. So obviously it's connected Yehudain to that. So it means already it was known at that time that the concept of a Yehudi was somebody who refused to be Isaac and Averis Kechod. It could have been from Yehuda. It doesn't matter. The point is identification. So over here, we're identifying her as a Yehudiya, which in this context would mean that she was a koferet b'avodat kochavim. I mean, lama lo? I mean, we have to identify everybody that they were a koferim b'avodat kochavim. El Arab Shad is like this. We're talking about, as it says, ve'ele b'nei bitya bat paro. So we know that she's called Yehudiya d'kufa because she was koferet b'avodat kochavim. That's the whole point. Tichti v'tered bat paro l'rchot sala yor. At that point, she was going to be Matayar herself and to be Mitgayeret. So, I mean, obviously, the point is here at the end, she ends up marrying Kalev Ben Yefuna. I mean, clearly, she was a Giyoret. It must be. That's the only indication we have at the moment that she found Moshe and was Meiser Nefesh for him. So, obviously, the two go hand in hand. She had already in mind that she was going against her father.
Wasn't there like an age married between
Merit?
Kalev and
Bitya?
Why
would there be? It's an old man already. Kalev was already 40 years old at the time in the Midbar. He was already an older man. He was 80 in his 80s by the time they came in there.
I know, but Basaro, yeah. I mean, Moshe was a child. I mean,
but she wasn't a child. She was we don't know her age.
I know, but Kalev, if he was 40 years old, Moshe was like 80. So it was like.
You mean the difference in age between the two of them?
Yeah, Basaro was 20 years older than Moshe.
So she was 20 years older than.
But Kalev was much younger than Moshe, no?
40 years?
6 years between them? Okay, fine.
You know, in those days, when you're marrying 3 years old, or you're married, people were mitchadesh already 120. Take a look at your chevet. I mean, gishmak. It's an interesting point. In any event, so, Rabosa, please, can we continue? There's people all over the globe waiting for this. Okay, I'll... Okay, so she went down there at that point to be mitgayeret, and then it says that she was yalda before she married Kolek. That doesn't make sense. She wasn't yalda, anybody yalda. We were talking about ribuya ruvita. She raised him, right? Okay, that's lo malacha shekol megadel yatom v'yatoma betor beito malala v'katuv kivu yalda. So it means that she raised Moshe. Now you were being meramis to Moshe in all kinds of different ways, but we sure ain't calling him by his name, even though we know who we're talking about. So why do we give him these names? Yered, we give him the name is Moshe. V'lama nikra shmo Yered. She'arad lehem Yisrael. Man bi'amav. He was married. The man. There's another. The Grah brings the girsa that should say shahorid lehem Yisrael Torah. Not she'arad. And Gidor, she gider pritzotehem she Yisrael. He was gider pritzos Yisrael in all of the things that he did for them in the Midbar. Chover, she chiberes Yisrael avim shebashamayim. He was the one that stood between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and them, and therefore he was mechaber them. Sochu shenasem liYisrael kisuka, he shielded Yisrael on numerous occasions in the anger of Hakadosh Baruch Hu protected them. Yekutiel, that because of the man kivu Yisrael leel biyamav, every day they had to go and they had to hope that today Hakadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them food. If not, they would starve out there in the midbar. Zenoach, she's niach avanotem she Yisrael. Zenoach means to let go by the side. To be mazniach, we say mazniach something is ignored. He caused the avanos of Yisrael to be forgotten by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he kept going. And in each case, we call him Avi, Avi Gedor, and Avi Soko, and Avi Zanoach. So that's because he was an Av b'Torah, an Av b'Chokhmah, an Av b'Neviyut. The Marsha points out that these are interrelated. In other words, even though he was an Av b'Neviyut, it was still Zanoach. So the new Maaseim HaRa'im, Av b'Torah, that was the Yered and the standing between. He said, well, okay, let me know. And then it says, Shalakach Mered. Well, wait a minute. We're talking about the family of Kolev. Why are we calling him Mered? If he married Shmo, I mean, his name is Kolev. Why does he become a Mered? That's the point. Yavo Kalev Shemarad Bat Sat Meraglim V'Isad Bat Paro Shemarda B'Gulei Beit Aviyah. The two of them were rebels. It makes sense that a rebel like Kalev, who was able to stand up strong against pressure of his fellows, was the right guy to marry Bitya Bat Paro. You can imagine the immense guts that it took to do what she did, to raise a Jewish child. It would literally be like Hitler's daughter. You know, it snuck out and saved the Jewish kid from a concentration camp, and raised her in Hitler's home. Well, it's an unbelievable gura. She was in the palace. No, this is afterwards. When is it a midbar? Kalev wasn't born yet. You were busy. You're going to go through it again. Okay, then getting back to the Megillah. Asher Agla Mirushalayim Imagaloha Omar Rava doesn't say, it says this voice out, Asher Hogla. It says Asher Hogla, which means that he was not caused to go into Galut, but it's as if he was Megale himself. It means he put himself into Galut. Shegala Me'atzmo. So that he wasn't in Galut. This is an amazing implication of just this little piece. Because it means that he was not included in the Charash Mazger. Charash Mazger with like all of the leaders, and it means that they had overlooked him. He was a nobody. They left the simple one. And not only that, but it means that he foresaw what it was that his purpose would be in being there. In other words, he recognized there was something unique about his talents, and indeed it turns out to be absolutely central to the whole story of the Megillah. Because the unique talents of Mordechai is, as the Pasuk identifies them, is Mordechai Bilshan, the Gemara Darshan in Menachos, which we just had, or we're just going to have. We got to figure it, right? And we just had in Menachos that the Bilshan is Bolel Shonot V'Dorshan. His whole power was the element of language. The Megillah is fundamentally related to language for an obvious reason, because it's related to women. Right? Women and language go hand in hand in Gan Eden, which is why it's related to wine. Wine, women, and song. Song being the ability to use language. So all of the inyonim over here interrelated. He foresaw. Where did he go to? Mordechai Bilshan Shebolel Shonot. To Bavel. Why is it called Bavel? Right? There you go. So he recognized that's where he belongs. So he went, and means that everything that he did, he achieved on his own with foreknowledge of what he was going there for. It's like amazing. So he put himself uncharacteristically into a position which he would be Mordechai Bebeit HaMelech, and that they would need him and use him and so on. And the whole thing is an amazing story, and it's all from this one pasuk. You see, that one tiny leaving out by Asher Hogla, turning into Asher Hogla, changes the entire equation of what was happening.
The same spelling could be Hugma, which would be a whole different meaning.
Well, it wouldn't be the same spelling. nothing. That's the point. Yeah, that's what Tyson points out. Exactly. One nekuda. Tyson points out, changes all meaning. Vahi omen et hadasahi Esther. Now, what was she? Was she Hadassah or was she Esther? So first Karila Hadassah, then Karila Esther. Tanya Rebbe Meir Omer, her real name was Esther. The reason they called her Hadassah was because Tzadikim are called Hadassah. So Hashem HaTzadikim Shnikru Hadassim V'cheinu Omer V'hu Omeid Beina Hadassim. So we see that when the Navi wants to compare the Ish Rochev Asus Adom and so on, so Omeid Beina Hadassim Hashem HaMetzulah Hadassim with the Tzadikim that were Megin on Klal Yisrael, and that are like Hadassim because they're tzenuim, they're covered completely, they don't expose their Mizim Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, on the contrary, Hadassah Shema, Lamanikra Shema Esther, Hashem Shaita Masteret Devarea. She never would expose herself in any way, and that was what she called Esther. She kept herself completely hidden. She never ain Esther Magedet Et Amavet Nolata. That whatever he did, Akashur, she could not get her to say who it is that she was and where she came from. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Hadassah Shema. The reason she was called Esther is because the Umot Olam used to call her Ishtar. That sounds like she was Al Shem, the goddess, the moon goddess. She was like beautiful. So that she got the name Esther. Ben Azeh Omer, Esther was lo arucha, velo ktzara, hayta ela beinonit ka Hadassah. That's the point. She didn't stick out in any way. So she was in the middle.
Tzahar.
Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha Omer, Esther yirak roket. Actually, I mean, she was a Hadassah because she was the color of Hadassah. Just that she looked very beautiful to people, but it was fine. I mean, wouldn't you think that if her father and mother died, that she probably didn't have a father and mother? So what does it say? Just ubemot avia ve'ima. Now I understand that. Obviously, she was an orphan, so Mordechai took her. Ella, what's the pshat? What do we need that for? Amar Rav Acha, it's to tell me that it's not just that her mother and father died, it's that she never had a mother and father. Ibarta metavi, the moment that he impregnated her mother, he died. She never had a father. Yolata, the moment that the mother wasn't necessary anymore. And she was born, meta ima, at her birth. So you can't call that a mother. I mean, she never knew her mother, never had contact with a mother. So the whole idea of it is not stam that Mordechai took over from parents, and that's what it's saying. It's saying that Mordechai took over ultimate vulnerability. This person had no self in the sense of a relationship, but Mordechai was absolutely dependent. That's the idea. This too is central to the Megillah. So because this is the whole union of Esther, and this is the way that she gets Achashverosh. So it's the whole idea that she becomes whatever you imagine her to be. So when it says Lekacham Mordechai, he had also that same relationship, as we'll see. So Lekacham Mordechai lo levat. No, Mishum Rebbe Me'atik levat ela labayit. Look, the truth is sort of a euphemism, because you take her to a pot, but it really means that he ended up marrying her. V'cheinu Omer v'larash einko. Over here, we're talking about now Uriah Achiti, and David HaMelech is getting his Musar from the Novi, so he tells him, v'larash einko kin kipsah chat kana shakana. This poor man, all he has is this one little sheep. And v'chayeh v'tigdalimo v'imbanav Yaakov, they were all together, and his family, mipito tochal, mikasot. Now, what's that supposed to mean? Sleep on his lap and be like a daughter? Huh? I mean, obviously, that's a reference to a relationship, which is a relationship with a wife. So it's Labayit. So Hachanami must say Labayit. And of course, Mordechai wasn't too interested for everybody to know that relationship. Sure doesn't look too hot. So they were supposed to keep that quiet. So Veshevahan, now then it says Veshevahan Ne'arot. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did exactly the same thing. Nobody's angry at him. He picks up this little girl, diapers her, raises her. That's what we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. I came by, I saw nobody cared about you, I picked you up as an infant, raised you, and I see it's time for puberty. It looks like you're ready for love, so I took you. It's exactly what I saw over here. So the Sheva Anarot Aruyot Latet Lami Beit Amel. What does she need? I thought she didn't ask for anything. So what does she need? These seven? She needs seven Narot. Omarav, point to Omarava, Shaita Monabem Yemei Shabbat. She used to use, so unfortunately, she called number one Sunday, number two Monday. So, whichever maid was working, that was the day of the week that she knew it would be, because that was the maid's name.
But it's a beautiful yar.
It's a beautiful yaris dvash. The yaris dvash says the pshat is these were goyas, and she needed to keep Shabbos. If she would have the same maid, the maid would see she acts differently on Shabbos than does on any other day. So she needed a maid every day. So the maids during the week figured she always works on Shabbos. Maid on Shabbos figures a lazy good for nothing. She never does anything. She won't even turn on the light by herself.
So therefore, they change shift at night.
Once already I was interrupted to make a bracha. I'm also I'll make a l'chaim for our dear friend Gary over here, Alon, who had a little girl yesterday. They sent me already the picture of the l'chaim right before the daf yomi this morning, but when I called, it was already over. Strange hearing myself talking about it.
They're doing yesterday's daf
today. Yeah. So what do you say? We all give them together a big hearty.
How's it?
Okay, continues the Gemara. Vayishanel vet narotel letov. So they gave her better treatment. What was that? Marav shechila ma'achal Yehudi had special kosher food brought in for her. Shmuel Omar shechila kafi the chaziri. On the contrary, had the best bacon brought in for Jewish food. Of course, Tosfos says, "Chas v'shalom," that she would eat it. But they sent it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Zer Onim. That actually, on the contrary, was the same shtick that Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, but they tried feeding them this geschmack of bacon, and they tiny they were on macrobiotic diet. So they said over there to them, I mean, come on, I'm going to get killed. If the king sees you guys coming in thin and looking like you haven't been fed, I'm going to be blamed for stealing your food. So I said, let's do it, we'll do a trial. If we don't look better than those other guys, then Enochinami, you bring us back in the bacon. And at the end of the trial, they look better than everybody else every day. The Meltzar was Noseet Bat Bagam. He would take all the delicious food home, and he would give them, Noten Lem Zeronim, he would give them these macrobiotic seeds. And that's what the Ebenezer says. Yeah, the Ebenezer says there that this wasn't a maze. It's a much healthier diet. Of course, they look better. And he brings, he says, and in India, this is the way they eat, and they're much, much healthier. Amazing story.
Does he talk about holy bread?
Richie's not here, so you can sit closer.
You're in the line of fire.
Exactly. Shisha chodeshim b'shemen hamor. What exactly is shemen hamor? Rabbi Bar Abba Amar Satka. Actually, it's a machlokas. The older Pirushim, what exactly Satkas is. In the Oro, Satkas is a resin that comes from the mor tree. But others learn Satkas is itself shemen mixed with bisami. And Rav Huna says it's also a type of shemen. The shemen zayit shoy v'shlish. It's made from olives that are not yet a third grown. So it's not normal olive oil. Tanya Rebbe. Yehuda Omer Anpiknon Shemen Zaychloy Veshlish. They call it Anpiknon, and the reason Lama Sachinoto is not because it's high quality olive oil, but because on the contrary it works to Mimesirat Aseyarum Adenet Abasar. So it's used as a depilatory, and it also is good for the skin, but it's not necessarily you'd want to cook with it. While we're already discussing this guy's evening rape activities, we learn Lamadnu Shvacho. We also learn there's something good about him, which is Shiloya Meshamesh Mitato Bayom. At least he only used the nighttime for his activity. But yes, there no set chain. Omer Blazer, we said before, this teaches us Malam Shkolachat Vechadnin Betaloku Umato, which was the way that we disproved that Esther was Baruch Kodesh Emra. From here, not necessarily, because everybody would say, she is Hungarian. So in other words, wherever you came from, that's where you thought she was. That's a raya that she was Motzeh Chain. But Yilakach, it's there. What is the term making such a big deal of this? Because that's the point. The best time to get people to be comfortable with each other's bodies is Teveit, because it's Yerach. The type of month where the temperatures are such that one enjoys sleeping with someone. Now, wait. Is it Mikol Anashim or is it Mikol Betulot? I mean, which is a completely different flavor to a Betula and to a Nashim. Which one was she? Omar Rav, no, that's the whole point, is Esther was whatever you imagined her to be. Bikesh lit'on tam betula ta'am. You're looking for betula, that's what you can find. Ta'am bu'ula ta'am. You want an old, experienced woman, that's what you find. So this was the same relationship of Esther, that she basically became as every man's dream. There was nothing else that Achashverosh can handle, you know. That was the whole point. Why did his avodim give him this insane idea that he should rape women? We're kind of nuts. He's looking for a queen, so therefore we'll organize a sanctioned rape fest, basically. We'll take the police, we'll grab all these women, bring them to you, and you'll try them out. I mean, it's outrageous. Obviously, there was no other way he could function. Why was there no other way he could function? Well, first of all, you see clearly in the Megillah, there was no other way he could function. Because it says that it was after all of this time, he remembered Vashti. What do you mean, remember? What else was he thinking about for years? The point was, he couldn't think about it. He was literally unmanned by it. It was the most horrific experience. I mean, that was the whole mindset. He had relied on her. They had made this thing. And his whole, he had built his life, basically, on this woman, that she had come from Belshazzar and so on. What she did to him was enough to absolutely shatter anybody. So he couldn't deal with a woman. So his avadim recognized there was no way for him to be able to get married. They figured, okay, so you know what? You'll take a woman, she'll have a number, you don't know her name, she'll never see you again. If you want her, you'll call her back. No responsibilities, and it's all up to you. That's the only way you could relate to them. Comes along now Esther, and she's a miracle, because she's whatever he's dreaming of. Now, the first woman he's not afraid of. First woman he feels he can trust. That's why he's so sensitive, making sure he can trust her. Because if he can't trust her, then this whole thing that means is the most dangerous woman in history. I mean, this is what a good spy can do, to make you feel that she is as like these women like this. So this is what he was terrified of. What if, why doesn't she tell me who she is? It's just driving him nuts. You have no idea how important this is. We'll see what's going on. This is central to understanding the whole story. Parts of the story that look ridiculous are some of the deepest insights of the story. So let's take a look at what happens. So what's he making this party? Because he's trying to get her to open up. The idea is that she will not expose anything about herself. So he makes a party. Ovan Mishta. At the party, everybody's, okay, Esther, it's your coming out party. No. She ain't coming out. Doli Kargas, or he does his thing. Hanak Alaminot, I say, let's off taxes again. It's international Esther, no tax day. Come on, Esther. No, no Gayala. Shadar Pardishne for Lo Gayala. She ain't, not only that, then it says, Vayitin Masayt Kiyadamela. He gave out gifts. He said, sending out gifts. Here is your Esther gift for the day. It's international Esther day. Nope.
Why was that more?
Yesterday. So Velo Gayale. And nothing. She wasn't a gal. Ubi kabetz bitulot sheni. So what is that old Mishagas over here? And when they gathered together the next group. What next group? How did that happen? What happened was Azar Shakalates be Mordechai. He goes to Mordechai. Mordechai's already a big advisor at this point. So he asks Mordechai, how do I get this girl to open up? He says, there's only one solution. The only thing a woman responds to is the threat of another woman's lie. Show him you're interested in somebody else. She'll open up to you like anything. So, any shamit kanal of yerachaverta, make another rape fest. Select another queen, and you see. But it's Meshuggah. What is he doing? Mordechai has to give him the say. What does Mordechai think he's doing? It's unbelievable. This is so amazing. This saved Esther's life. This saved Esther's life. Why? Because later on, what do you think happened when we read that crazy piece in the Gemara? If I go in, I'm going to get shot. I'm going to be called for 30 days. Come off it. I mean, the guy loves you. This, that, I mean, obviously, it wasn't made as a gzeira against you. Are they going to shoot you because you're coming in? I mean, everybody knows who you are. It's not so silly. The point is, he suspected her all along. She still hasn't said who she is. So he's thinking to himself, look, I don't know. I mean, it seems completely innocent. She never wants anything, never says anything, never asks for anything. It's okay. One day, out of the blue, she's coming into the palace. Oh, it comes, doesn't it? Okay, now we're ready. So what does she want? Is it going to be a poison dart? Or is it, what's it going to be? So Lamaisa, the only reason that it was possible for her to make off, get away with this, to come in and to say, I have a party. Come on. I mean, obviously, there's a plan. No, have a party. So the only thing that enabled her to get away with it was the fact that even putting her into a position where she would lose everything that she had gained didn't make a difference. That's why Mordechai would say, you're worried about she got in here. You don't know who she is, what she is, so take somebody else. If it's going to come down to that, obviously she's going to tell you who she is, right? No, take somebody else, please. Take somebody else. Whoever you like, that's all right. It's all for you, nothing to do with you. So therefore, he actually was able to trust her at that point fully. In Esther Magadet Molatta, Omar Rabbi Elazar, my deftiv lo yigara mitzadik. Enav. What does it mean when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yigra mitzadik enav, that his eyes never turn aside from a tzadik? Whatever it is, that however many generations have passed, never gets lessened. Betz b'schar tzniut shaita ba b'rachel. So you think by now, generations later, it's a different world, different planet already. No, we forget about Rachel. No way. That tzniut that Rachel had was the reason that Shaul was born to Binyamin. U'b'schar tzniut shaya ba b'Shaul zacha v'yatzat mimeno Esther. So we know Esther because it's Esther bat Dodo, and we know that he was the 10th generation from Shaul. And Meachis and back to Kish, right? So that's the idea. Obviously, she came from Shaul. So that means that the whole story over here was a story of Amalek, that Esther would be Metakein, the fact that Shaul had left Agag alive. But that was Bishut, the Tzniut, that came from Shaul. What are we referring to? My Tzniut, Haitaba Berachel. Where do we see that Rachel was a tzanua? She certainly seems to be the least tzanua. I mean, the only girl that comes right up and kisses the boy the first second she sees him doesn't sound very tzanua. But who else did that? Everybody else was walking around, so tzanua. She's the one we call tzanua. You know what they do with that in the Beis Yaakov? They probably have a special art scroll chumash, which is like, you know, the necessary adjustments. It's like the Targum HaShivim. Is there a necessary adjustment? You know? So, anyway, so...
That's when
Yaakov cried,
because everybody else
would misunderstand. Yeah, it says that. They would make fun of it. It actually does say that in the Medrash. You know that, or you're just making it up? It says that in the Medrash.
That everybody else would misunderstand.
It says the reason that he cried is because people giggled, and they felt that he was just a porut. As a matter of fact, that's how he got away with Leah, says in the Medrash. That's how Lavan got away with Leah, because Yaakov had such a terrible reputation that he turned off the lights at the wedding, so he couldn't see what was going on. So he was afraid to say, I want to see, because everybody would say, oh, this guy again, the maniac. From Canaan. That's what it says they said about him before we know the monogamy of Canaan. It's very amazing. That's why Lavan keeps making fun of him that way. Because afterwards, when he says, you know, so what is it you want? He doesn't say, so what should I pay you? He says, Nakva laischarchas. Probably another Nikeva. That's the only thing you guys think about anyway. That's the same measure. Traces of all behavior all the way from. Yeah. So, okay, so where do we see Tzniut and Rachel? This is Vayaged Yaakov. He tells Rachel he's his father's brother. He's her father's brother. It's not true. I mean, he wasn't a father. He was Ben Achot Aviyahu. He was a nephew. Why is he calling himself a brother? Ella, obviously, what's going on was like this. Amarla, he had said to her, we got to get married. She said, oh, absolutely. Only there's one problem. Look, my father's a scoundrel. There's no way you're gonna outsmart it. So Amarla, at that point, he says, I'm as big a scoundrel as he is. Okay, if he's a phony, I'm a bigger phony. Are you supposed to be an expert in fooling people? He said, absolutely, tzaddikim are supposed to be the biggest phony. So it says beferish. Im navar titavar ve'im ikesh titapal. So with someone who is pure, then you're supposed to act purely. But with someone who is perverse, so you're supposed to be titapal. That means you get yourself all tied up in knots, whatever it is it takes to undo this guy. So then Omar Allah, he says to her, so what's it going to be? Ma ramayut, huh? Look, I've got an older sister, and there's no way he's going to let you marry me. He's certainly not going to let me marry before her, she's married. So masala simanim, so he gives over simanim to that to make sure that they can't fool her. Kimota, fool Kimota Lailia, so that night, they were taking out Leah to Amra Hashtem Ichzvachtai. Now my sister is going to be embarrassed. So Misartino Ni'ala, she gives over the Simanim to Leah, which is why it says, Vayiba Boker Vinayi Leah. And in the morning, what? It's Leah. What do you mean, what? It's Leah. So what does that mean? That in the evening it wasn't Leah. Bechlal Da'adash Salav Leah. It was always Leah. Ela Mitok Simanim Shemasra Rachel Leah Lo Leah Da'adashta. Clearly he had good reason to believe that it was not Leah. It was Rachel. So now he's shocked when he discovers who she is. It must be that there was something about it that she was able to identify as herself. What does this have to do with tzniut? Rashi says an unbelievable shock. What this has to do with tzniut is everything. Because because, I mean, Rashi doesn't quite say this, but this is what he means. But so it's a shot is like this. The tzimanim could have been used by Rachel in a way to avoid the embarrassment of the wedding. All she had to do was tell her father before the wedding, look, Dad, I really don't want you to play his shtick, because, I mean, I would hate to embarrass you, because, you know, we have very simple ways of identifying each other, and there ain't no way they're going to know the code, and therefore, you know, just let the wedding go through and don't embarrass you. Why didn't she do that? No, she has to wait until Leah's going out and said, now she's going to be embarrassed, so I'll give her the simanim. Ella, she could not expose the simanim, because if she did, then everybody would say, oh, they've got something going between them already. They've already got like these little signs and this. So therefore, she felt that it would be held up to exposure and ridicule. That's what Zias means. Zias means a recognition of the vulnerability to ridicule. It always concerns a relationship. Take a look. All elements of Zias concern some aspect of self that's involved in relationship. So it's protection of a relationship. Same thing happens, as we'll see, throughout the
story. Really, it had nothing to do with Leah?
No, it had. The fact that she didn't allow it to play through had to do with Leah.
Then she would have been just like, oh.
Exactly.
I'm saying, maybe it had nothing to do with Leah. At a point to this fact, really, Leah, she couldn't have cared less about Leah. She just was cared about her own phobia.
No, but she still could have protected Leah. I mean, she still could have decided not to protect Leah.
How?
Nobody has to know how. What do you mean how? What, it's an unusual thing for a guy to figure out who he's about to go to bed with? But she's protecting Leah. She's not protecting the fact that he didn't know.
She just realized now?
What, it's like the normal thing that if a guy thinks that this is a woman that he never meant to marry, it wasn't because she didn't say 49662 subunit 3 beep. There's other reasons.
Did she just realize now that she
no, but she told him lechatchila. It's not going to happen. She told him it's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. You think you're so smart? Okay, we'll see. We never see that Yaakov Avinu had a taina on Rachel. Obviously, you can't have a taina on somebody who's protecting your relationship, right? This is not much a theme in literature. I mean, people will destroy another person in a relationship to protect the relationship. That's a common thing. People will die in order to protect the relationship. No, obviously the other person would rather have the person alive than that. It's common. I don't want that our relationship should be in any way less. Even if it means that we'll never have each other. So over here there's no taina on Rachel qua b'Yaakov Adarabba. So this is an act of ultimate tzniut. So she is zocha because of that to Sha'ul. And what Sha'ul's tzniut, so everybody would think that Sha'ul's tzniut is the fact that he hid out in the baggage room. No, because that's not tzniut. That's the point. That's just an unwillingness to be yourself exposed. It's protective. Fine. But what the tzniut was, Sha'ul was protecting what someone has said, protecting a relationship. And that is what happened with Shmuel. If you take a look at the story with Shmuel, when he gave over the Malchus to Sha'ul, he didn't just give it over to him as a message. He first created a relationship within which that is Gareth. It was part of what he told him over. It's very, very fascinating. So what is done there? Yeah, but he does it in a way that private and special between them. And that Sha'ul wouldn't expose. So when they asked Sha'ul, so what did the Navi say over there? So all he says, he told us that they found the mules. So he says, V'dvar amulcha lo igidlo, asher amar Shmuel. What is the pasuk in those words, asher amar Shmuel? Just say lo igidlo, because he didn't want to bluff Sach. He didn't want people to say that he's big and he's the king. Because that wasn't the point. It was the point, asher amar Shmuel, that he wouldn't say. Again, you see, what's the rest of the concept of the Yud? The asher amar lo Shmuel.
And that's why
the post says, he's a beautiful question. So who are you? I'm late. I'm telling you the truth. Thank you. So that's one of the oldest, you know, the whole self-referential world that Purim is involved in. Okay. Omer Abelezer, Keshakadosh Baruch Hu, Poseged, actually there seems to be a little piece that's missing over here, because it leaves out the Esther Mayi. It says the others, Rachel Mayi, Shoal Mayi. So the Bach puts in the Girsa, Esther Mayi, Dichtiv Ein Esther Mageret Moladeta. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, so then this is a continuation, because it's a continuation of Rabbi Elazar's Drasha, on the Posek, Lo Yigrami Tzadik Einav, because that Lo Yigrami Tzadik Einav keeps continuing with the words, Ve'et Melach. So continues Rabbi Elazar the drasha on the same pasuk, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu posek gedula la Adam posek levanav levanav at sof kol adorot shenemar vayoshivem lenetzach. Then what's the viagbeinu to make him big? Oh, make him big. That's imi gizdato. If the person gets stuck up and he takes it for granted that he's hot stuff, so then it continues on the very next posek to say v'im asurim bazikim yelachdun bechavlei oni, that you want to be wrapped up in the bounds of the pain of poverty and to be locked up in the handcuffs of yisurin and illness. So then you go ahead, let yourself get stuck up. What does this mean? That she would continue to do whatever it is that he was mitzavah in terms of making sure that she was sahira. So she would sneak out to show the chachamim dam nidais to see if she was sahira. Omna refers to a deep sense of loyalty in the relationship, which means Omar Rabba Bar Laima Shaita Omedet Micheko Shel Achashverosh V'Tovelet V'Yoshevet Micheko Shel Mordechai. That after sleeping with Achashverosh, she would sneak out, go to the mikveh, and sleep with Mordechai. Why would she go to the mikveh? Because there's a rush. Because not for Tyra, but just that she thought it was Mordechai would discuss it. To sleep with a woman who's been with a goy. She's already an HD. That's the carcoil. By Amima, Haim, Mordechai Yoshev, Bishar Hamelech, Katsav, Son Vasera, Shomer Pio Barava, Amrib Yochana. Notice that he ktifa Kadosh Borhu Adon Alavadav Lazobitson Sadi, referring to Yosef. Shomer Vishami Tonu Nari Vri. So on the one hand, we had a Kadosh Borhu getting the master angry at the Avod. And that was in order to get the Sarah Mashkim, the Sarah Fim into jail, in order that Yosef should have to give him a target in their dreams. And that way, ultimately, Yosef was able to Gedula. But we find the opposite also. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also Maktif Avadim al Adonayim Lasot Neisatzadi. He got the servants angry and ready to assassinate the Odin, also for the same purpose, in order to do a Neis for a Tzadik. And who is that referring to? That's referring to Mordechai. Tiktiva Yivada Adavar LeMordechai. How did that happen? Again, we had earlier that this could be Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, or we have this Pshat Om Reb Yochanan. Biktan Vater Shnei Tarsi Mahu Voyim Esaprim Lashon Tursi. Now nobody knew Lashon Tursi. Yeah, Cherokee. So nobody knew this. So they basically wouldn't. They would chat between themselves, the two friends from Tursia, and they figured nobody understands what we're talking about. They weren't careful to hide what they were saying. So he overhears them. So one of them says to the other one, "Miyom Shabbat Zulorena Sheina Beinenu." You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, they were in charge of room service, and since the days that Esther has come into the palace, this guy is room service all night long. There's not a moment of rest. Another bottle of champagne. And I don't know what the heck he's doing in there, but it's sure ain't our business. It's not in our interest. So Bovin Atil Eres Besefa, Kadeshi Amut, let's give him a poison cup of champagne. So we get rid of the character already. Vein lo yodinki Mordechai miyoshvelish kata gazitaya. Vay yodea b'shivim lashon. Little did they know that Mordechai was a bucky in all languages. And he overheard what they were saying. So the other guys, one says the other, "Alo, ein mishmarti u'mishmartecha shava." How exactly are we going to work this out? Neither of us is free to get into the stocks to be able to say, "I have my hour, you have your hour." It's no, I mishmar mishmarti u'mishmartecha. I'll take over your watch, and you do the dirty work, get into the kitchen. How could they find absolute proof? Because sure enough, shalonim tzu b'mishmarata, they weren't there. What do you doing here? So they saw that Mordechai was telling the truth. And then it says right afterwards, Achar HaDevarim Ha'ela. And after that, what's it's complete non sequitur. I mean, after that. You want to say, HaMelech Gidal HaKashverosh. What does that have to do with after that? I mean, that's irrelevant to Gidal HaMelech HaKashverosh HaTaman. Says Rava, no, it's not irrelevant at all. That's the point. Achar Shebarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Refuah LaMakah. Now that everything is in place, and it's ready for saving the Jews at the moment that it's required, and HaKashverosh Pharaoh has a bad dream, and they read over this story, and that's the end of Haman. So now we have all the ingredients in place. Now we can put Haman into place to do his little shtick. So Gidal HaMelech HaKashverosh et Haman. So what does that mean? The Omer Eish Lakish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maket Yisrael Elim Kein Borei Lem Refuat Techila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never does something to Klal Yisrael unless already in place is the solution to the problem. Shenema Kirofili Yisrael. After I already am the Reife for Yisrael, then I can afford to Viniglav on Ephraim. We can expose the Chatoim. Then they'll do tshuva and I got my refuah ready. But when I'm going to sit down looking for how to save them, I mean, the whole purpose was to save them. So first, of course, we arrange to save them. Well, Hashem came. When it comes to Umay Sayyavim, it's not like that at all. Umot Olam Enoke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Make otam. If they do tshuva, then go to Hakach Borei Lem Refuah. Shenemar v'nagof Hashemit Mitzrayim, nagof v'rafo. That first HaKadosh Baruch Hu beats them. They do teshuva, so fine, v'rafo. But the idea over here is the beating, not the refuah. Vayivez beinav l'shloch yad b'mordechai levado. Now already it's not enough. Now he's got to go ki yigidu lo adam Mordechai. So he decides l'shmidit kol ha'yudim asher b'chol malchut Achashverosh. This is an insight into the guy's mind, you see. Vayivez beinav. You're talking about Yivez beinav. That must mean that first he fantasized about it. And then, but this is not enough. You watch it. You watch it growing. So first, indeed, he was fantasizing about tearing Mordechai to pieces, molecule by molecule. Then he's thinking to himself, it's just one lousy, dirty Jew. We'll kill all of them. So first it was B'Mordechai. And then only in the end, it turns out B'Amordechai, which is the Rabbona. And at the final end of the Pasuk, it says that it's Kol HaYudim Asher B'Chol Malchut HaChashver. Why does it go step by step? Because in his mind it developed. The final, so exactly. He peeled poor Hagora. Now, Tanak, even Shanafal poor, B'chodesh Adar, Sabach Simcha Gedolah. Haman was absolutely ecstatic because he first selected the month separately from the date. It came out in Adar. I thought this was fantastic. Nafali poor Bierach Shemet Bo Moshe. The poor is in the month that Moshe died in. Little did he know. Lo Yodea Shebeshivah Adar Meit, but Beshivah Adar Nolad. So how does he know whether it's Nolad or the Meit? Actually, it was the day after they got up from Shiva already, right? So that, this is on the 14th. We end up, it was on the 13th. That was that's good.
And,
so,
and
we said in the show, that's right. Omar, then he says, Yeshno Amechad the whole. The whole idea of Lashon Hara. It's a good thing it wasn't a Mack truck. The whole idea of Lashon Hara is that you're able to do the kind of stuff they do every day in the newspapers. You tell over the story, but in every word there's a little knetch that makes the reader already believe the way you're looking at the story, right? That's the godless of Lashon Hara. It's very interesting. The Rambam, it's Meduyik in the Rambam. The Rambam says the difference between Rechilos and Lashon Hara, which is much worse, is that Rechilos is done by people who walk around. Modna is the word Rechilos, regular. You're Meduyik in the Lashon Rambam, and you'll say, this is what he says, this is Rechilos. They go from place to place. And what's the Lashon Hara that's worse? That's the guy that's Yoshev. He's the editor. I'm thinking, those guys are the reporters. The reporters, Mamela, so they're Reichlin. But the editor, that's the pshat. Haman is the editor. Look at this, says Rava. Leka the Yada Lishna Bishaka Haman. Every word was weighed to make that beautiful Madison Avenue impact on Achashverosh. So, basically, look, he's coming. I mean, obviously, they all know what this is about. Yeah, so he's coming. Avale Tanachlin. Basically, he wants to destroy them. All right. So Achashverosh is nervous. Mistafino me Elohav de lo lavi bikedavi bekamoy. I mean, look, yeah. You know, there's some bad things in the past with people that start up with the Jews. I don't know if it's a good idea. So he says, no, yes, no. Yes, no, they're sleeping. Yes, no, mina mitzvot. God has already rejected them. He said, no, beis hamikdash, forget it. So he says, yeah, but I mean, they have tzaddikim, they have rabbonan. Am echad. They're all interrelated, he says. Shema tomar karachani osev malchutcha. You're going to say, but I mean, we're going to destroy a whole country? No. Mefuzar. They're mefuzar bein amim. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but I mean, it's so important to the economy and so on. Shema tomar hitana aminayu. Mefurad. Mefurad means kiprei dazo. Sheinao sa perot. Something doesn't have a connection. Isn't created. Doesn't have any children. It's called a pirda. So therefore, this is kiprei da. That's why Frodo is called Frodo.
No.
I thought you realized.
No, I'm not familiar.
Shema tomar.
Low, like looking at a short group and not in the base.
relationship. Shema Tamar Hikamini, Hataminayu. Maybe you'll say, but there must be one place in which it's mostly Jews. That's Bechol Medinot Malchutecha. Vidateim Shonot Mikolam. And they're completely different than anybody else, meaning Lo Achliminam, Lo Nasrinam, Lo Mintsevelam. You know what? They won't eat our food. They won't let us marry their daughters. They don't marry into our daughters. Dateim Melechinam Osim. They never do what they're supposed to do when the king wants people to be working or whatever. Mafkilakulay Shata Bashai Pai. They've always got an excuse. Oh, today's Shabbos. Sorry, Shabbos Hayom. Some other time. So you come back 2 days later and say, oh, sorry, Pesach Hayom, you know. Or Shavuos, whatever. I mean, you try to hire one of these guys and basically you're left with a civil suit. Always. Religion, this, that, forget it. What do we need them for? La Melech en Shova Anicham. The Achlu Veshatu. You know what they do? They sit around eating, drinking. Umevazir Lila Malchus. Watch this. A fly will fall into a cup of wine. They'll pick out the fly and they'll drink the wine. The king touches the wine. Wah! They throw the whole thing out of it. Refuse to drink.
He's right.
A few nofel zvuv because social chabiyam zorkov shoteyo. But I guarantee you, Adoni Amelach nodea because social chabiyam chov to bekarka veino shoteyo. And I watched it happen at that suda. Disgusting. Imal Amelach tov yikatev la'adam ve'aseret alafim kikar kesev ash kol yedeo sehem lachav pay a 10,000 talents of silver. And he says the Gemara Rish Lakish goli ve'adulav emishar marva ha'olam she'atid aman lishkol shkalim ha'yedeo Israel. So he knew about that. They were going to be shkolim to take over Israel. Therefore, we're mocked him every year giving the shkolim to how much shkolim? So by the time he was ready to pay his shkolim, it was too late. We had already given the shkolim. What do you think? It was parsha shkolim just for logistics. It's a whole historical event. That's weird. I mean, he was like an innocent bystander that was being manipulated, no? I mean, that's what it may sound like. Om Rabbi Yav, oh yeah, sure. Innocent bystander. Moshe Dachashverosh V'Aman, L'mah Davar Domeh. You want to know how to look at this thing? Basically, Shnei B'nei Adam. Le'echad Ayelo Tel B'toch Zadeh, Le'echad Ayelo Charitz B'toch Zadeh. You've got two people, they both have a problem, next door neighbors. One guy's got this hole that he's dying to fill up with filled dirt, except the dirt's too expensive. And the guy next door would love to have a flat field, but he's got this hump in the middle of this field, he doesn't know what to do with it. So anyway, one day he comes over to his neighbor, Balacharitz, so he's saying to himself, Mi tenli tel zeb damim. The guy with the hole says, oh, I would buy that off of him if I could afford it. The Bala tel says, oh, Alavai, I should have that dumping grounds. Anyway, Liamim is davgez, so there one day they're sitting over there at the bar, at the pub. So Malo Balacharitz, the Bala tel. So finally the guy gets up the nerve to ask him, what will it cost me to buy your tel? Mochor li telcha, oh no, are you kidding? Tol ta b'chinam, alavai, oh, I've been waiting for this day. Say, what, you think you gotta pay me for the Jews? I finally have somebody who's ready to do the dirty work. This is what I love. Okay, we're holding on. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazik, Avi Pata B'di V'yam Amarach, Kodvar, Echa Echad Eim Lana Yodim Nadolshan, Vishtoa Yudiyah, Yodad Yered Avi, Gidor Bet Chever Avi, Socho Vitikuti Elav, Yizanoach, Ve'elav Nei Bitya Bat Paro, Or shall I call merit? Am I calling a Yehudia? Al shum shekof rabbi de zora dechtivater bat parolu chutzala yor vom Rabbi Yochanan shiorda lul chutz bigilu lei beit avia yalda. What yalda? Rabbi Yerzite. Lo mar lachashikal megado yatum yitumah betor beitumah alav lakatuv shiyo yalda. Yered zemoshe vamenik b'shmo yered shauridem Torah liYisrael biyamav. Gidor shegadar pirtzotayim shiYisrael chaver shechibert Yisrael amim shvashemayim socho shenasam Yisrael kesukah Yekutiel shekivu Yisrael la'el biyamav Zonoach shizniach avonotayim shiYisrael avi 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 av Yitrah v'chokmah b'neviyut Eilu b'nei bitya shalakav mered alav kalev shemo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavo kalev shemarad v'atzat meraglim V'yisad bat paro shemarda b'gilulei beit aviyah אשר עגלה מירושלים, אמר רבי שגולה מעצמו, והיום אין את הדסה, קורא לה הדסה, וקורא לה אסתר. תן רבי, מי אומר אסתר, שמה למד, ושמה הדסה, על שם הצדיקים שנקרא הדסים. וכן הוא אומר, והוא עומד בין ההדסים, רבי יהודה אומר, הדסה, שמה למד, ושמה אסתר, השם שהייתה מסתר דבריה, שלהם אמר, אין אסתר מאגדת את המוות מולדתה. ומנחמי אומר, הדס, השמה, ולמה נקראת אסתר, שהיו אומות העולם קוראים אותה על שום אסתר. ונאז היה אומר, אסתר לא ארוכה ולא קצרה, הייתה בינונית כדסה. But Yeshiva and Kor Chomer is still Yerak Roket, I tell you, which of Hesed Moshe Kaleah. Ki ein la ava emu v'mota, v'yavima, lamali, omer v'acha, ibarta meta v'ya, yalata meta ima, v'mota v'yavima, l'kacha mordechai, lo levad, tana b'shum rabi meir, atikri levad, el abayit. V'chein hu omer v'la rosh en kok, im kifsa achat ktana, sher kanava v'chaya, v'tkadel imo, ממנביאתה, מפיתותוך, מכסות אשתה, וחיקות תשכב, תהיה לו כבת, פשוט חיקות תשכב, אבל לא כבת, אלא כבית, זו הכנה מלבית. ואת שבע נערות, אמר רבא, שהייתה מונה בהם ימי שבת, וישנה את נערותיה, ואמר רבא, שהשלילה מאכל יהודי, ושכונה שקלה קטלי דחזירי. רבי יוחנן אמר, זירונים, חיינו אמר, והיא המלצר, נושא את פת בגן, ונותן להם זירונים. שישה חודשים בשמן המור, מה שמן המור? רב חייא בר אבא אמר, סדקת. רב יונה אמר, שמן זית שלא יביא שליש. תני רב יונה אמר, אמפקנין, הכינון, שמן זית שלא יביא שליש. לא בסך הכנות, שמסיר את הסייר, ישיר את הסייר, מעדין את הבשר. בערב ובבוקר ישבה, אמר רב יוחנן מדינותו של אותו רשע, לומד בשבחו, שלא היה משמש מידתו ביום. ועתי אסתר נושאת חן, אמר רב לא זמלם שכל אחד ביחד נדמתה לו כאומתו. ואתי לקח אסתר על מלאכה חשבירוש הבית מלכותו בחודש עשרי וחודש תיבית ויתיבית ירח שנהנה גוף מן הגוף ויהב המלאכה תסתר מכל אנשים ותסחין וחסד ובנם מכל הבתולות אומר רב עצמין ביקש לטעום תם בתולת העם תם בעולת העם ויעס המלאכה משתה גדול עובד משתה אלוגה ילה דליה קרגה זה צזו הנחה למדינות עשה ולוגה ילה it probably should be gorgeous in the Gemara ויתן מסעית כי עד המלאכ each one of them So shoda pashtine velo gayle. Ubi kavets bitu lo shini hazel. Oz the chocolates me more the gamar ni shami kanayel of your chaverta. I feel lo ach lo gayle. Even if I'm getting the matter again. Omer abalos. My dechtiv lo yigrami tzadiki na. Bischartz niu chayta ba berakel zachta viyatsa bimeno shau. Bischartz niu chayta ba berakel zachta viyatsa bimeno ester. Umay tzadu tayta berakel. כתיב היה גד יעקב לרחל כי אחי אביו, אחי אביו, לא בן אחי, אחות אביו. אלו אמר לה, מצוות לי, אמר לה, אם מי הוא אבא רמה הוא, ולא יחלט לי. הוא אמר לה, אחי ואנה אבא רמהות. אמר לה, מי שואל לצדיק את הסגי ברמיותה? הוא אמר לה, אם נברתי את הבור ומקשתי את הבור. אמר לה, so what's the deal? הוא אמר לה, אית לי אך ותקשיש מנוי, ולא מין צבלי מכמה. מוסר לסימנים. כמעט הלילה, אמרה, השתי מחזרחתי, בסרטינו ניהלו, והיינו הדכתיב, היי בבוקר, והנה היא ליה, בכלל בעד השתי, לאו ליהי, אלא ביתות סיבנים שמסר החל אליה, לא אבי ירד עד השתי, פי חזרחתי ויצבו נשאול. מה הצינות הייתה בשאול, דתי, ודבר המלוכה לא הגידו אשר מה שמואל. זוכר יצאות, אז again, it should say, מהי ואסתר מהי, מהי, דכתיב, ואין אסתר מגרד מלאכתה, ואומר רבי אלעזר, כשקדוש ברוך הוא פסק ידעו לעולם פסק לבן ולא יבואנה ועצב כל הדרך, שאומר וישיבם לנצח וירגבהו, אם יגיס דעתו, דעתו וירגבהו, הקדוש ברוך הוא משפילו, שם ועצרים מזיקים. ואת מאמר מרדכי אסתר עושה, אומר רבי ירמיה שאתה מראה דם נידע לחכמים, כאשר הייתה בו, מנה איתו, אומר רבי בר לימה, שהייתה עומדת בחלקו של אחשוורוש ותובלת ויושבת בחלק של מרדכי. בימים ההם ומרדכי יושב בשער המלך קצב וקטן ותרש עומר בחיה ברם עומר ביוחנן הקציף הקדוש ברוך הוא אדון על עבדיו לעשות רצון צדיק ומנו יוסף and the same law it says פרו קצב over here also it says קצב ושם איתנו נער עברי and also עבדים על אדוניהם לעשות נעיס לצדיק ומנו מרדכי תכבים ויבדע הדבר למרדכי עומר ביוחנן קצב וצר שני תרסים אב והוא מספרים בלושן טורסי ואומרים מיום שבת זו לא ראינו שינו בינינו בואו נטיל ארז בספר כדי שימות והם לא היו יודעים כי מרדכי יושבי לשכת כגזית היה לו יודע בשביל לשון אומר לו ואלוהים משמרתי ומשמרתך שווה אומר לו אני אשמור משמרתי ומשמרתך אני דכתיב היבוקש הדבר וימצא שלא נמצאו במשמרתן אחר הדברים האלה מה היה אחר? אומר רבה אחר שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא רפואה למכה ויאמר יש לו הקיש אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מכה את ישראל אם כן בועל רפואה תחילה שנאמר קרופי לישראל דן ונגלה אבן מפרעים אבל אומרות העולם אינו כן מכה אותם ואחר כך בורא להם רפואה מרצו לקרוא לו מכה הלוואי שנאמר קרופי לישראל ונגלה אבן מפרעים סארי פניגב השמית בישראל נגוף רפואה ויבז באב לשלוח יד במרדכי לבדו, ונרצס כי גירוז עם מרדכי, נרצס בכל היהודי, וצפשט, אמר רבא בתחילה במרדכי לבדו, ובסוף בעם מרדכי, referring to the Rabbanan, He peeled pool, Wagural. That a Kibishavala poor before the Shadar, Samarsim Chagdola, Amar Wow, and a Fali poor Yer Shemit Bo Moshe, Loae Odea, Shibishivaba Darmet, Shibaba Dar no light, Yeshno Amacha, Doma Rob, Lekka, the Yadish, the Mishla Koman, Omla Tanech Linor, Mr. Finamelov, the Labi Big Revoid Bekamoi, Omla Yeshno, Yashnumina Mitzvot, Omla Iturabon, Amechadin, Shema Tomaka, Rahani, Yasema Makot, come for Zrain, they don't mean. Shema Tomaritana, Aminayo, Mufurat, Predazo, Shema Saperot, Shema Tomarika Medinata, Tamadama Bekholminot Makotech, Tatem Shunot Bekolam, the Lakman and Nasvidon, Lominas Vilan, Tatem Melkin Amosim, the Mafkel Kuleshata, Beshai Pai, it's also a gears of the Loyoid cargo. They never pay their taxes, they got the best tax lawyers. The ones that never pay taxes, always the Jews.
Are you kidding?